Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God, written in the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 8. God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. I love you. Those are precious words that we treasure hearing. But they are just that, words. Unfortunately, life experience has probably taught you that people can say anything, but that doesn't necessarily make it true. Words that are backed up by actions, however, are much more meaningful. The words, "I love you," backed up by actions demonstrating that love, now we have something we know to be true, and it is pretty awesome. Love is often demonstrated in any number of ways: a meaningful gift, care given during an illness, assistance with a home improvement project, just being there with an encouraging word when it is desperately needed. The ultimate demonstration of love is someone giving up their own life for another person. Chances are that has not occurred in your life. That kind of extraordinary love, and the extreme circumstances that would necessitate a sacrificial death in demonstration of that love, are fairly rare. If it did happen in your life, you could never question the love of the person who died for you. There would be no doubt as to whether or not the words, "I love you," actually held any meaning. God says He loves you, but is that real? Probably there are times in your life when it doesn't really feel like it. Maybe now is one of those times. When your world is falling apart around you and you feel helpless and alone, when your mind is filled with more questions than answers, it is very easy to question whether God really loves you or not. Those are just words, the devil tempts you to think. God doesn't just leave you with words. He proved His love through the ultimate demonstration of sacrifice by His death on the cross. Nothing that happens in your life can change the fact that Jesus died for you, a sinner. There can be no question. You are loved. Lord Jesus, my Savior, thank You for proving Your love for me. Help me to remain focused on Your cross and know that I am loved by You and forgiven of my sins. May that assurance give me confidence and peace in my life. In Your name I ask it. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.